Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to another Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Friday afternoon in Seattle, Washington. This is Mona and my co-host,
Savitri. Hello. Welcome, all of you. We actually have a beautiful day in the Seattle area today. No rain.
I know. It's fantastic.
Lovely.
Well,
beautiful.
Totally. Nature, well, listen.
You know, Mona, even nature likes to describe itself as beautiful.
Oh, that's true.
You know, when we talk about nature, we'll say, oh, but it's not beautiful.
It's true. It's true. Because our topic today is beauty, because this is the year of creation. And since it's the first day of February of our year of creation, beauty is an integral part of that creation process. And beauty really starts with us. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
Oh,
beauty,
absolutely.
Critical part, and women particularly play an important role in putting that beauty in motion. And it all starts with how we care for ourselves, which is why we're doing part two of cosmetics and grooming. And we basically, every morning, we start with a canvas as our art form. And taking time to reconnect with your body, taking time to reconnect with your face, is really another opportunity to connect with your soul. And that's a power. Wouldn't you agree, Savitri?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And life is really about cultivating the beauty that is within us and around us. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the reason why beauty is such an important word, and when we look at nature, we go, isn't it just beautiful? Because when we look at nature, we recognize a wholeness. Like, nature has been created from the beauty of the divine, the beauty of the creator, and it's gone through this incredible process of refining itself into whatever that object may be or that image may be. So there's a whole incredible process of wholeness that is what we call beauty. So we have this ability to be to create a whole level of wholeness and beauty every single day because we have these basic parts of us. We have our soul, the light, the creator. We have a mind. We have the senses, the seeing and the hearing and the touch, the taste and the smell. We have our outfit, our human form. We have all the things that our body does, action, and speech. Now, to be a truly beautiful person, these are the parts of ourselves that we should be bringing out the best of, and that is what the divine calls the power of beauty. The power of beauty is that when you bring out the best of all the parts of you, then you are in a state of divine wholeness. And divine wholeness is the most beautiful power in all existence. Power basically means when all the maximum energy you can bring together, you can use to do something. Okay, so when you bring power to a washing machine, now the washing machine can do all that it's meant to do. So the power of yourself is in all these aspects, the soul, the mind, the senses, the form, your body. Then action and speech, all these put together is the power of beauty. So beauty means bring out the best in all aspects of yourself.
That's true. And, you know, you've often said that you have to bring all parts of you along or evolve all parts of you. And in my past of dealing in fashion, I a lot of times ran into women who said, well, you know, I don't really have to take care of my looks because, you know, brains and intelligence are more important, and that's what keeps me on equal footing with men. And somehow there was this thought that they were lessening themselves if they took time to put cosmetics on or take care of themselves physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really quite understood that.
Well, you know, you brought up something interesting. They think that they don't. The women think that they have to forego, at least some women, forego beauty so that they can be equal to men. What makes men think that they should not also be beautiful?
Great point.
You know, there were times in history that we had what was known as a gentleman. A gentleman was a man who, when he got up in the morning, groomed his whole body, combed his hair, took care of his skin, put beautiful colognes on, dressed really, really well, exercised, ate well, cut his nails, took care of his facial hair. I mean, he was, you'd look at a gentleman, you'd look at the top of his head to the nails in his toes, and you go, and the fingernails, you go, wow, that's a well-groomed person.
Exactly.
That's
and in fact,
yes.
Beauty totally. In fact,
care
I'm sorry.
Of yourself. Sorry, Mona, go ahead.
I was going to say, right now there's this show going on, Downton Abbey, which is popular, so, so popular.
Yeah.
If you look at the men on that show, you know, they dress
college.
For dinner. And college. you don't see them wearing that half-shaven look coming down to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They really, that's one of the things I just adore about the show, is the fact mm-hmm. that they really care for themselves. That was that era where, you know, yes, they did dress for dinner, but they really made a point to bring their best selves forward. And of course, that's just a fantastic show,
mm-hmm.
Dialogue-wise and everything. But that's one of the subtle, appealing facts that I think make that show so popular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we miss that. We like shows like that where people are more polished and take the time out, and we make excuses. And I don't have time. But you see, that's what life's about. Life is about bringing out the power of your beauty. And beauty requires taking time and awareness to observe, who am I? I am my mind. I am my soul. I am my senses. I am my body. I am what I do with this body. I am what I say. This is who I am. So therefore, all these parts of me, I must bring out the best for me and for the world, because this is my purpose in life. And most people think their purpose is just to sort of hang out, create money, pay the bills, and that's good enough.
Exactly.
And that's not really living. That's why we all get depressed and sad. But when we take time out to do a little extra, we feel beautiful.
Totally.
A little extra makeup, a little extra perfume, a little extra, instead of wearing a crinkled t-shirt, wear a shirt, guys. I mean, I'd love to see guys wearing shirts and ties again. I'm getting tired of sloppy T-shirts and jeans and these big, bulky jackets. Everybody looks like they're out to go on a hike.
Oh, exactly. In fact, here's a great imagine you open the front door of your home, and you have a guest or standing there at the door, and he's in T-shirt and jeans. Standing right next to him, let's say it's one of the characters from Downton Abbey right before dinner. Just watch your reaction and where your senses go. I guarantee you they're going to instantly drift right over to Lord Grantham. Let's say he's standing at your door.
Oh, yeah.
In his dinner tux, you know, with the white bow tie, the white vest, and the black tux. Mm-hmm. He's totally polished. There's an energy about that that is not present in the man that's just in jeans and T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you that know, energy.
This may sound funny, but you know, a jeans and a T-shirt guy reminds me of a dirty counter. You know, your counter is dirty and stuff all over it, and you go, ah, it doesn't really matter. Who really cares? But that's how they're thinking. Ah, it doesn't really matter. Who really cares? But you know, when you polish that counter, you clean it all up, and it's all pristine and shining.
Oh,
gentlemen, that's a beautiful woman, because they took time to bring order. They took time to clean up. They took time to bring out the best from that counter. So just like we like pretty, shiny, beautiful counters, we are that as well. We need to polish ourselves and make the best of ourselves. You know, I have to tell you this. I'm a Donna Reed fan, so I watch Donna Reed. And I love to see these old shows because, you know, it's fascinating. In these old shows, they'll have characters of certain people. So there was this one show of where Donna's daughter, I forgot her name, but she dates this guy, and he's walking, and you know, on Donna Reed, all the guys wear proper pants and ties and shirts, and they all dress very well. But this guy comes to her and dates the daughter, and he is wearing jeans. He's wearing a sloppy T-shirt. He walks into the house and puts his shoes on the couch, and he goes and touches everything. And I was looking at him, and they were saying, oh, this fellow is not quite, you know, refined here. And they were rather surprised the daughter liked him. And I was looking at him, and I said, my God, that's the average American today. That's the average person today.
It is.
We went from refined, elegant, polished people into, in that show, the character was an oddball who didn't care for others, and his lesson was, in the show, for him to learn to polish up and care for people.
Beautiful. And with that, I can't believe that this first segment has zipped by so fast. I know. So we're going to be right back. You're listening to Mona and Savitri on Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back with...
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and...
Savitri.
Welcome. Well, listen, we have to continue our conversation. So right before the break, we were talking about Lord Grantham on Downton Abbey. And the reason we brought that up is because one of the attractive qualities of that show is the fact that their grooming is spectacular in the show. Their grooming, their manners, their dress, really, truly, I mean, the dialogue is fantastic, but it's the combination of the dialogue, the setting, the clothes, and the way they conduct themselves that all comes together to create a picture of beauty that we're missing in our culture today. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and they try to bring out the best of themselves. I mean, they talk about situations, and they try to figure out how to bring the best of the people out, best of themselves out. They're always working on refining themselves. That's what beauty is, constantly working on refining and polishing. It's just like a diamond, like Joy had mentioned last week. You know, we're these rough diamonds that we need to polish. And that's what life's about, polishing. That we've been given this flesh, this all these abilities, and now we're asked, please polish them, please bring out the best in them. That's what beauty is. You know, I was thinking about nature again. You know, when we look, most people, I feel, are sort of like a tree where it's just the branches. And we go, that's good enough. As long as I've got branches, you know, I'm barren, who really cares? But then when we say a tree is beautiful is when the branches give birth to leaves. And then from the leaves come flowers or fruit. Then we go, oh, my God, isn't that tree beautiful? Because
exactly.
It's taken the time to cultivate the leaves and the fruit and the flowers. And that is what makes a beautiful person. The person has taken time to take the bare-bone branches that were given and to discover the more of who we are. And
exactly.
You know, how many women go, I just don't feel beautiful. What
exactly.
It's really saying is you haven't spent the time to discover the different aspects of yourself, to discover those leaves, to discover those flowers, and then to become the fruit of all your labor, the fruit of all that you have done to polish yourself is what we give back to the world. And that's when you walk into a room, we go, isn't that person a beautiful person? Because they have taken the time to give birth to the fruit of the essence of who they really are and all aspects of themselves.
Exactly. And it's not necessarily having to be a beautiful person, because you can have an average-looking person walk into a room. But if they have taken impeccable care of themselves, impeccable care of their dress, they carry a completely different energy than somebody that has been very careless about their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
You respect them. You listen to them closer. You just pay your attention level is completely different. And that's when we go back to saying that's why beauty is a power. There's a power in taking care of yourself that you cannot cultivate any other way. You cannot make up for that kind of a power. And when you can hold somebody's attention because of your self-respect and your care, well, what I guarantee you, whatever you're talking about or whatever you're doing, you're going to have a far better outcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's a level of respect and care that they will have with you that is not present when you're not caring for yourself physically, when you're not grooming yourself. You get dismissed when you've not groomed yourself properly. You miss out on an opportunity. The universe might have been giving you an opportunity to, you know, have something amazing happen to you, but maybe perhaps that person was dismissing you because of how you looked.
Mm-hmm. Because if you don't look like you care for you, the people literally don't want to care for you.
Exactly.
It makes sense. If you're not going to take the time out to develop those leaves and those flowers and eventually the fruit, then people go, well, why should I bother with you? Because if you're not going to take the time out for you, then you're not going to take the time out for me.
Exactly. If you think in the springtime, you know, everybody loves a cherry blossom tree because it's just so engaging. It's unbelievable. Like, you'll drive out of your way to find, like, drive down a street that has cherry blossom trees on both sides. You know, what is that drive that in you that wants to see that? It's that craving for beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be that cherry tree. You just have to cultivate that in yourself, and you will get that. You will attract that same energy as that cherry tree if you take the time to properly groom yourself and care for your clothing. You know, watch your speech, you know, watch how you, you know, conduct yourself physically when you're in front of another person. All of that just, all of it all comes together to be a beautiful package. And that's what we love about Downton Abbey. There's a refinement and a restraint that is extremely attractive.
And we're all yearning to be beautiful. We get all these beauty magazines, and we learn about how, you know, what to do, makeup and all that, because we know there's something in it. There's something special in this concept of beauty. But, you know, the real essence of beauty really means, what, you know, the reason why we want to become beautiful is really because we want to show who we are.
Yes.
We're hungering to show who we are to the world.
Yes.
And but we are all these amazing parts that I mentioned, from the soul to the mind to the senses and onwards. Those are the different parts of us. So we have to cultivate all aspects of that, and then we will feel beautiful.
Exactly.
So we're talking about grooming and cosmetics today. So therefore, what we're talking about is how you take care of your skin, how you take care of your, you know, how to make your face look a little prettier, you know, cutting your nails. And I don't totally believe in nail polish, but we do have options for healthier nail polish, thank God, nowadays. But those of you who groom with toxic nail polish, please be very, very careful. Because I was very sick in my 20s with a very severe liver problem. And a Chinese doctor looked at my nails and he immediately said, stop wearing all nail polish. He said, did you know that nails are like sponges? They absorb everything you put on them. And they go directly to the liver. The toxins
exactly.
go directly to the liver. And I was a big nail polish person because my sister, you know, told me, you know, pretty girls always wear nail polish. And I stopped wearing nail polish, and it made a big difference, big difference. Of course, then you didn't have the option of healthy nail polish, but I think you have some options that you're going to be sharing, right, with people?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, the second half of our show is going to be focused on beauty and using safe cosmetics, because you have to pay attention to the quality of the cosmetics that you put on your body, because that there are so many chemicals that are unregulated that go into your body that affect the health of your liver, primarily because that's the place that, you know, that's the filter that's trying to take care of all the stuff that we put in unknowingly. And that affects our beauty. If you're not feeling well, no matter what, how much cosmetics you put on, or no matter what kind of grooming you have, you're not going to feel well. You're not going to show up as your best self. And so I've got a terrific resource that I want to share with you when we come back after the break, about how important it is to look behind your cosmetics and do your due diligence and exercise your power of choice with beauty, and save yourself from some of these conditions. You know, it's hard for a person to show up beautiful when you've got cancer that can totally be prevented. So,
Mona, I saw this ad in the magazine, Revlon, a picture of a mother and daughter hugging each other, and it said in the bottom, Revlon, we care, and cancer awareness and all that. Revlon makeup is one of the most toxic makeups on the planet.
Totally, totally. In fact,
I thought, what a farce. They're making people think, wear our makeup, and we're going to give money towards awareness for cancer. And I tell you, those chemicals cause cancer.
All chemicals
cause cancer.
So totally.
Part of beauty is being aware. Remember, have a beautiful mind? A beautiful mind is awareness. Think beauty, awareness. Awareness in detail. That's what beauty really is, awareness in detail. So a beautiful mind is aware of the craziness in this world, aware of what is anti-beauty. And toxic chemicals and toxic pesticides and fertilizers and all those things, you must be aware of, because that does not truly bring out the beauty. What we're talking about is bringing out health.
Exactly.
Out the beauty of being alive.
Yes. In fact, let me just read this before we go to the break. Here's a myth. Here's a myth from the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep Cosmetics database. If it's for sale at a supermarket, drugstore, or department store cosmetic counter, it must be safe. And here's the fact. The Food and Drug Administration has no authority to require companies to test products for safety. The FDA does not review or approve the vast majority of products or ingredients before they go to market. Now, if that isn't an eye-opener, I don't know what is, but wait till we come back from the break and I will share more of why you do need to pay attention to what brand of cosmetics you do use. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri, and we will be right back. Don't miss this last segment. It's your health depends on it. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio, your source for the truth about cosmetics. This is Mona and
Savitri. Welcome, welcome.
Yes. Well, listen, we are continuing our conversation on cosmetics and grooming. And on this back half of the show, we want to talk about cosmetic safety because it's just not talked about enough. And because it is a huge industry, so much money is spent on cosmetics, it's important that you know where your cosmetics are coming from and that you look behind the scenes and you don't get all caught up in the packaging when you go into the department store because your health really depends on this. And I want to read you a couple of myths and facts that have come from the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep Cosmetics Base database, and I'm going to put this link with the archive. Every woman that uses anything on her body really needs to study this database because what they do is it's an independent organization that researches the toxicity of all cosmetics that that are in their database. So that's not to say it's all cosmetics everywhere, but they really care that you know what are the safe cosmetics and what's not safe. And here's one thing. Here's a myth. The government prohibits dangerous chemicals in personal care products, and companies wouldn't risk using them. Well, here's the fact. Cosmetic companies may use any ingredient or raw material, except for color additives and a few prohibited substances, without government review or approval. So here's another thing. More than 500 products sold in the U.S. contain ingredients banned in cosmetics in Japan, Canada, or the European Union.
Wow.
Think about that. We have no regulation here in the United States. But in European and on these other countries, they know that you just can't do that. And nearly 100 products contain ingredients considered unsafe by the International Fragrance Association. A wide range of nanomaterials whose safety is in question may be common in personal care products. 22% of all personal care products may be contaminated with the cancer-causing impurity of some, okay, this is a long name I can't even produce, including many children's products. 60% of sunscreens contain the potential hormone disruptor oxybenzone that readily penetrates the skin and contaminates the bodies of 97% of Americans. That's a huge, in fact,
incredible.
This is so huge that the Environmental Working Group has now created an entire database for just sunscreens.
Mm-hmm.
Not only cosmetics, but sunscreens, because there's a whole racket with sunscreen. Oh, you've got to, you know, don't go out in the sun without putting on, you know, SPF 40 or 56 or whatever. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. It's just a flat-out lie. Most of them are unbelievably toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we don't become our own advocates, if we don't wake up and educate ourselves and look behind the scenes, we're poisoning ourselves. And
well, part of beautifying ourselves is educating ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And get this, 61% of tested lipstick brands contain residues of lead. 61%. Okay, now I have a great little test for you. And I actually learned this from a company, Sunrider, which is a company that we highly recommend people purchase from because we know the quality of their products. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a little interesting fact about that. But if you take your tube of lipstick and hold it to the side, and then you take a match to it, just melt the tip of your lipstick and see what color the flame is. If it starts burning black like a candle, most likely you've got a substance in there that is not good for you or your liver. If it burns black, if it starts to have black smoke, let me tell you, you do not want to be putting that on your lips, because whatever goes on your lips ends up in your liver. And when your liver gets so clogged.
Yeah, I read somewhere that we eat, those of us who wear lipstick, we eat approximately 7 lipsticks in our lifetime.
I believe that.
When I read that, and I'm a big lipstick fan, I immediately said, okay, that's it. I've got to find a non-toxic lipstick, because I used to do the Revlon thing and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering why my lips used to have allergy reactions and so forth. There are so many marvelous companies that make beautiful non-toxic makeup, and most of them come from Germany. So
absolutely.
Research gals, and now that there's internet, I tell you, you just Google non-toxic cosmetics, especially the ones from Germany. They're fabulous, and they're sold in America at really reasonable prices. They are worth it, and they last longer.
Oh, and the colors are spectacular. The shades are just spectacular. And but do remember that little test. Just take a match, you know, to your favorite lipstick, and just see what color the flame is. And if it's black, think twice about continuing to use it, because I guarantee that there's another safe alternative out there somewhere. And one of the companies that has done a tremendous job of making safe cosmetics is Sunrider. And I have this little fact from 2004 where this company was extremely proactive on getting the chemicals out of cosmetics that cause cancer and reproductive toxicity. And in fact, Sunrider actually received it's an award or accommodation from the state of California. There was a House of Representatives, U.S. Congresswoman, Judy Chu, Judy Chu, C-H-U. And she presented the Chens, who are the owners of Sunrider, with an award which recognized Sunrider's leadership in this area without the support of legislation. So they were proactive. They didn't wait for a law to be signed in that forced them to take the chemicals out of their cosmetics. They're just doing it naturally because Dr. Chen really cares about your body and what's put into it, not just after you consume a product, but, you know, 20 years after the fact, mm-hmm. because it takes like 15, 20 years for cancer to build up. Right. But if you know that you can, everything that you buy from that company, you don't have to worry about because the owners are caring mm-hmm. about that, then great. You've got a safe source you can always go to. Now, I know there's other...
He's got a wife, and he's got daughters, he's got grandchildren, and they all eat these products, and they all use these products.
They do. And their lipsticks do pass this test, by the way, mm-hmm. of if you just put a flame to their lipstick, it burns clean because they use vegetable base ingredients. In fact, I'd love to have their cosmetics person on their head of their cosmetics department. Sometime we'll do an interview with her because they really go to incredible lengths to ensure the safety of their cosmetics. But I just wanted to point out that they were recognized by the state of California for being proactive.
Tell people how to get it.
Yes, in fact, you can go on to sunrider.com and you can get a free account, and you do need a sponsor. It is a multi-level company, and we are very pro multi-level companies because, you know, women like to women talk to women, and if you've got a company that you feel good about, you're going to tell more people about it. Mm-hmm. And you can just go on, and in fact, I have all my information on my website of how you can get an account. It's free, and you can go on, and they have four huge categories of products, you know, whether it's home or cleaning products or cosmetics, foods, all kinds of things, over 400 products that have been thoroughly, rigorously tested for safety. Mm-hmm. And so just go on to sisterstalkradio.com, and I believe I've got a tab on there for Sunrider. I'll go double check that after the show, but I'll have all the information there of how you can access those products.
And just so you all know that Mona and I have been using these products for at least for me, 20-something years.
Oh, yeah, same. Mona, for about 21 years.
Time. So we really believe in these products, and they have amazing non-toxic nail polish and lipstick and products for the face, shampoo, conditioner. I love their shampoo. I mean, I'm
15
years old, and people comment all the time how beautiful my hair is, how thick it is. And I know it's because the Sunrider shampoo is one of my most favorite shampoos that I use. A fantastic beauty bar soap that they make, because that's your skin must be clean in order for the makeup to look good.
Oh, that's a whole show. Makeup. A whole show in itself.
Totally hooked. You don't need that much makeup when you're taking care of your skin.
Yes, I love their cleansing cream. You know, to take off the makeup at the end of the day, or the pollutants you pick up at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But I do want to go back to this database, because one of the other things that we just take for granted is when you breathe in sprays and powders. Let's say you're using hairspray aerosols. Oh, you don't want to use an aerosol because there's I forget the ingredient in aerosols, but so many women have allergens due to the fact that they can't take the ingredients in a lot of sprays. So whether you're spraying on perfume or fresheners for your face, there's a whole paragraph here that has ingredients that would take me too long to try and pronounce on the show. But just think about how much you breathe in. If you go into a department store and they want to spray a sample of perfume on you, what you'd be picking up in your lungs is incredible. Incredible. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about before we go to the break real quick, or when we come back, is the effects that the cosmetics that you use and the effects that they have on your children, especially if you're a pregnant mother, pregnant mom. That's a kind of an oxymoron. When you're pregnant, you definitely want to take pay attention to the cosmetics, because that's going into your body, that's going into your baby, breast milk, that's all going into your baby. So you just, we women just have to go to the next level. Cancer is preventable. It just requires you to make a couple of different choices. So we're getting ready. We have to take another break. And when we come back, I'll give you a few more facts from the Environmental Working Group's database. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. We'll be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio to Mona and
Savitri. Welcome, welcome.
Great. Well, just before the break, we were talking about the safety of cosmetics. And Savitri, you wanted to mention something about cosmetic safety?
Yes, the color red is known to be cancer-causing. And the color red is used in food coloring when you're eating, drinking certain drinks and foods, but it's in almost all cosmetics. In the lipstick, and in foundations, and in eyeshadows, and in blush. So you want to find a natural red, because that's they use that from plant-based, and that is not cancer-causing. So
yes.
Chemical color red, which is used in Revlon and a lot of makeups, is actually says warning causes cancer.
Yes.
Warning. So when you're putting on most normal makeup, you're putting on cancer. So we just
exactly.
Want to make you aware of that. And a lot of cancer treatments, you see, this is how I think. I go, okay, if I want to be healthy, what do people do when they're sick and they want to get healthy? So in cancer treatments, where they want to heal you, especially the natural ones, the holistic cancer treatment, they immediately tell you stop all toxic makeup, stop all toxic perfumes, stop all toxic hairsprays
dry cleaning. That's another show.
So basically, if you're told to do that when you're curing cancer, why not do that beforehand and prevent cancer?
Exactly.
It's just logical. So again, exactly. Be very, very careful that what you put on your body is absorbing, and if it does not match the natural nature that your body is designed to work with, then your body thinks of it as a toxin, and then the body puts those toxins in the liver, and then the liver creates fat to shield the toxins from the rest of the body, and then, so that's where is the most fat in most people's bodies? The breast.
Yes.
In the woman's body, the breast is the fat, the holder has a lot of fat. It's all the fat, basically.
Exactly.
So cancer has a lot to do with toxins. And usually cancer is in the fat in people's bodies.
Exactly.
So just to be more aware that if you want to be cancer-free, think about being toxic-free.
Exactly.
In fact, my husband and I are going to do a show called the Live and Shine Show on Tuesdays on Alternative Talk Radio. And next week on Tuesday, we're going to talk about toxins, from makeup to other types of toxins. So I would really love to have you all listen to that show, and that show is called AliveAndShineShow.com. So please also take time to hear more about toxins and how you have the power to clean up your world, from makeup to so many different things.
It's true. You do not have to have cancer. You have complete control over that. It's not hereditary. It is simply your choices that you make, and we are here to educate you so that you can share this with your families. And since women make 80% of the buying decisions, probably 90% of the buying decisions in a household, it behooves you to do the due diligence, that little extra care of doing your research of where you're buying your cosmetics will pay off handsomely in your health. And you may not think that that's a big deal, but here's a funny little thing. You might think, well, if I'm just using that little lipstick, how much harm could it be? Well, to your body, that little thing might be a big deal. You might be completely healthy, but that little lipstick might have a massive impact on your body, because that's just an area of weakness that it can't tolerate. So it's not about sometimes quantity. Sometimes it can be the simplest little thing that's just really suppressing you and suppressing your energy levels. Now, I want to talk about soap for just a second, because it's so easy when you go in the springtime, you go to the farmer's markets and, all these great soap vendors, I hand make my soap and it's fun to pick it up and feel it, and you get, enticed by the smell of those soaps. I always test my soap with a pH strip. And you'd be shocked, to see that how many soaps don't pass that test. And the reason that's important is that when your soap is too alkaline, so if you take that strip and you put a little water on the bar of soap and it instantly turns dark blue, that means it's way, way alkaline. And that is stripping off the layer, that is stripping off your immune system off your skin, because your skin really is your immune system's first layer of defense. And you can actually age your skin when you are using soap that's not very, that's not balanced pH-wise. And it actually can make you susceptible to flus and things like that. So please, Sunrider actually sells pH strip soaps. And always, their products, whether it be their personal care products, their household cleaning, or their cosmetics, or their foods, you can put a pH strip in any of their products, and it will come out perfect every single time. That is totally amazing. And that pH strip test is quite enlightening. So I encourage you to get some pH strips, test the products that you're using, and find out what you're doing to yourself. But don't be enticed by, that soap, it looks so great. In fact, here's one. I went to Whole Foods not too long ago, and I got goat soap. This was the big thing. Goat soap. Oh, it felt great in my hands. It smelled good. I thought, well, maybe that'd have a chance of testing pH neutral. I got home, put the strip on it. It was totally dark blue, and I just tossed it out. I didn't want to go take the time to go back to the store because I only bought one. But, you know, here again, you know, let's not be buffaloed into thinking everything that says natural is really good for us, because it's not. And I want to also just quick, because I know this is going to, this segment's going to go by fast. Here's another one. Cosmetic safety. This is from the Environmental Working Group again. Cosmetics safety is a concern for women only. And the fact is that surveys show that on average, women use 12 products a day containing 168 ingredients. Men use 6 products with 85 ingredients. And children are exposed to an average of 61 ingredients daily. That's just mind-blowing. Now, if you're not paying attention to the quality of those products, how do you know that you're not just working against your own health? Because, again, your level of health is completely under your control. And that's why we're here, is to show, to raise your awareness so that you can make a difference in for yourself and your for your family, and put your dollars to better use. It just will require you to do a little bit of homework, and I'm trying to make that short for you and point you to the direction of the Environmental Working Group so you can do a quick check. And they give a little, they have a whole category of things that you should avoid. So here we were talking about lipstick. They said for your lipsticks, here's the ingredient you should avoid. You should avoid any lipsticks that have retinol, palmitate, or retinol. I mean, here these chemical names. I'd like to meet the person that makes up these chemical names. the whole industry in itself. And that's a carcinogenic ingredient. For your teeth, you stay away from any toothpaste that have triclosan. And Sunrider makes a beautiful toothpaste that actually was tested by the American Dental Association. They said it was the best formula they had ever seen. But they wouldn't endorse it because it didn't have any fluoride in it. Can you imagine that?
Well,
they were so invested.
Did you mention the movie? Movie on fluoride. Do you know the name of that movie?
Yes. The Fluoride Fallacy.
Yeah,
something like that.
That movie, so yeah, on fluoride. Finally, because Florida is very, very toxic.
That's a whole show in itself.
Yeah, that's a whole show in itself. But you know, part of your teeth, part of grooming is your teeth. So be very careful what toothpaste you use as well.
Exactly. So we're running out of time because this show goes so fast. But I just want you to, everybody that's listening, please go to the website, and I'm going to post the link to this database on here. Do some research and look at their sunscreen database, and they list the companies. They've rated the companies that have submitted products for use. And take a look and make some brand switches. Support the companies that are trying to truthfully be helpful to your well-being. And don't support the companies that don't care about you. Don't support, if they don't care about what's going in your products and you just blindly use it, well, you know, you can't blame yourself if, you know, something starts to go wrong in your system. And, you know, cosmetics is just one area. It's, you know, there's toxics everywhere. So tune in to Savitri and Adil's show next Tuesday at 11 a.m. It's going to be solutions to your toxic lifestyle. And we're going to give you, they're going to give you suggestions on things that you can do to be safe. And they're simple. It's just awareness. So with that, we're running out of time, and we want to thank you for listening to this show. Please share it with all your sisters. Take a look at the archives, and again, the show will be up in the archives later this afternoon, and I will have the links all there for you to do your own research. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned next week because we're going to have a fascinating show on anorexia and bulimia. So thank you. Have a beautiful day, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.